Now, both Australopithecus robustus and Africanus were thought, 40 years ago, to be the first toolmakers. People who fashioned tools. And Raymond Dart thought that they used bones to club animals and to break bones. But in fact, subsequent research has shown that the bones which Dart thought were made into tools by Australopithecus were in fact chewed and dropped by hyenas. It's very difficult to identify the earliest tools, because really the only material which survives in the archaeological record is durable material like stone. And if there's one comment about human prehistory, it is that it's written in durable materials, stone tools, potsherds, and so on. Our knowledge of human behavior is very incomplete. I vividly remember in 1960 meeting the famous South African anatomist Philip Tobias in an airport. And we sat down and had lunch. And he said to me in the middle of lunch, "We have handy person." And I looked at him and said, "Run that past me again." And he said, "We have handy person, Homo habilis." And he explained to me that Lewis and Mary Leakey, and this has yet been announced publicly, had just discovered a remarkable hominid at Olduvai Gorge in Tanzania, one of the most famous archaeological sites in the world. It was a small, gracile hominid with thin bones, but a rather more rounded skull and more human characteristics than the Australopithecines. You should remember that a year earlier, Mary Leakey had discovered a robust Australopithecus at Olduvai Gorge. This was a dramatically different creature. It wasn't with such heavily built bones. It was lighter, more nimble. And it was found on a surface in the middle of a scatter by a lake bed of stone tools and broken animal bone fragments. Lewis Leakey had confidently identified, immediately he discovered this animal, that Homo habilis was the first toolmaker, the very first hominid ever to manufacture stone tools. Now, the point about this is that we know that chimpanzees, for example, use sticks which they chew to dig grubs out of anthills. We also know from research in West Africa that chimpanzees take stones, may even flake them a bit, and use them to pound nuts to get at the fruit within. And that they'd done this for many generations. But this is not the same as making a stone tool, because stone tools made by Homo habilis and other hominids were very much more complex than these simple chippings by chimpanzees. So Tobias, who was retained to look at the fossils, said that this creature, unlike Australopithecus, was the toolmaker, the first human, whence Homo habilis. This name has stuck. Whether or not there were other creatures in the same group called generically Homo as Homo habilis is being debated. At the moment, we simply do not know. In this part of the course, we're going to talk a lot about a site called Olduvai Gorge. Olduvai Gorge is a huge gash in the world-famous Serengeti Plains in East Africa, which are famous for their game, their huge herds of game of wildebeest and other animals, which are a mecca for tourists today. The same landscape where a shallow lake flourished 2 million years ago was a paradise for game from the beginning of human history. And then somewhere around 100,000 years, an earthquake caused a huge gully or gorge to be cut through the Serengeti Plains, hundreds of feet deep. The sides of this gorge exposed the deposits of a shallow lake which formed and dried and formed and dried over many hundreds of thousands of years. And it was by the side of this lake that some of the earliest known humans once stopped, butchered animals, and moved on.